Hello and welcome to the Slovak Snapshots podcast, created by Actuality.sk. My name is Zorislav Poliak and I'm bringing you the most captivating and important stories from across Slovakia. Each week we'll dive into the headlines that matter, from breaking news to heartwarming stories. So, whether you're local or a global listener interested in Slovakia, we got you covered. It is 1st of June and you are listening to the Slovak Snapshots podcast. The host of the most famous Slovak political debate has spoken out about censorship efforts.
Pokusy o cenzuru v diskusiách začali hneď začiatkom roka a dennodenným tlakom krátko na to čelili aj televízne noviny. Vďaka tomu, že sa naša redakcia nezlakla, zomkla sa a spoločne sa im postavila, dodnes majú úplne inú podobu, do akej ich naše vedenie tlačí.
Last week, television Markíza announced that it would look for a more suitable format for the Sunday political debate. In a live broadcast on Sunday, the anchor of the show Na telo, Michal Kovačič, complained that the battle over the format of the TV show had been going on for months. We are facing pressures not only from politicians, but also from our management, the presenter said. He also complained about attempts to censor debates, which, in his words, have started since the beginning of the year. Thanks to the fact that our editorial staff did not get scared, got together and stood up to them together, today they have a completely different form to what our leadership is pushing them into, Kovačič added. He recalled that the show Na telo has become the most quoted and watched talk show in Slovakia in 6 years. Even the boycott agreed by coalition politicians for a couple of weeks did not change that, the anchor pointed out. According to Kovačič, it would be logical for TV management to support the show, but on the contrary, it decided to cut its episodes. It is only ironic that this is happening in the same week as Na telo won the Journalism Award. He expressed his resentment with the actions of his superiors. In his own words, Kovačič's intention with this statement was to provide just a few facts to understand the behind the scenes of the media. Slovakia is right now experiencing a struggle for the urbanization of our TV stations. The future of RTVS is being debated in public, but in reality, this struggle is happening everywhere. But it is happening quietly and unnoticed. Although it may not look like it now, if we do not stop it, it will have devastating consequences for Slovak democracy, the anchor argued. Last year, former Most Heat Party chairman Béla Bugár claimed that there was no danger of the urbanization of the Slovak media, as it was strong enough. Urbanization of the media in Hungary means Prime Minister Viktor Orbán gradually gaining control of the media to make it sympathetic to the ruling Fidesz party. The employees of Markíza supported Kovačič and went on strike, demanding guarantees of independence from the management. Television Markíza rejected the employees' ultimatums, claiming that their demands were a misunderstanding of the situation and accusing Kovačič of violating professional journalistic principles, which damaged the television station's reputation. Free access to information? It seems to be a thing of the past. In Slovakia, what is not secret must be public. Citizens have the right to free access to information. Simply send an information request with questions and the municipality or other authority is obliged to respond. Free of charge, regardless of the time taken to collect the information. But the status may change. Four members of the parliament of the coalition Slovak National Party, Andrej Danko, Rudolf Huliak, Adam Lučanský and Milan Gajar, are proposing a change. They want to charge for extensive searches. They claim that the authorities are overburdened and have to face bullying caused by information requests. They also argue that the Czech Republic has introduced a similar measure. Critics say that the amendment is poorly written and vague and may restrict access to information for citizens, journalists and non-governmental organizations. The amendment regulates the possibility for authorities to charge for exceptionally extensive searches for information, but critics say that the small change could have a big consequences. Currently, the law on free access to information requires that the information is provided free of charge. The authorities can ask for money for material costs such as paper or CD media, but little use is made of this option. According to lawyer Tomáš Kamenec, it is unclear in the law what exactly constitutes an extremely extensive search for information. The law does not specify what costs will be included in the fee, such as the cost of electricity or the work of a clerk. It would probably be appropriate to clarify what those reasonable costs are, Kamenec said. Critics fear that access to information will be diminished because authorities will charge large sums. We are afraid that this law will allow the authorities to charge fees that an ordinary citizen or non-governmental organization with a small budget will not be able to afford to pay, said Zuzana Petková, the director of the Stop Corruption Foundation. Before the information is made public, the applicant should receive a notice about the amount of required payment and the method of its calculation. Slovak National Party refers to the Czech Republic, where a similar measure has been introduced, but there it is possible to appeal against the decision, which the Slovak proposal does not include. Petková claims that the amendment will limit control over the state authorities and the spending of taxpayers' money. According to the mayor of Trenčín and the head of the Union of Slovak Cities, Richard Rybníček, some people abuse the law, but there are not many of them and the situation can be managed. Rybníček sees the problem mainly in small municipalities, which cannot handle information requests. Large towns and municipalities with over 4,000 inhabitants should be able to handle it. I think the law should stay as it is, Rybníček concluded. Slovak women conquered Mount Everest. Slovakia has recorded two first places on the highest mountain in the world in the course of 2 weeks. On Sunday, May 12th, Lucia Janičová successfully climbed Mount Everest and she became the first Slovak woman to ever do it. On Tuesday, 21st of May, Lenka Poláčková also climbed Mount Everest, but without the use of oxygen. The 37-year-old scientist, mountaineer and single mother Lucia Janičová was determined to rewrite the history. She was the first Slovak woman to attempt the summit of Everest. She has already climbed Mont Blanc, Mera Peak in Nepal, and Aconcagua in the Andes. I have already climbed high mountains. I'm not saying it was easy, but I felt I could still go higher, said Lucia Janičová, who managed to achieve this goal. On Sunday, May 12th, she became the first Slovak woman to reach the top of the highest mountain in the world. Lucia wants to inspire other women, but especially her little daughter. I want to show her that we can do really big things in life. We have to believe in ourselves and set high goals for ourselves, Lucia Janičová told Radio Slovakia, saying that she wants to show her daughter not to be afraid of setting high goals. Slovak actress, presenter and runner Lenka Poláčková also climbed the world's highest mountain, Mount Everest, on Tuesday, 21st of May. She managed to do it without oxygen. Together with Lenka Poláčková, her Czech husband Honza also successfully climbed Mount Everest without the help of oxygen. The couple was accompanied by experienced Sherpas. Lenka Poláčková started as an actress and presenter. Later, she started to devote herself fully to challenges. Runs, especially ultra trail runs. As she recalls on her website, she has twice run across Slovakia, the Pyrenees, the American state of Colorado with its Rocky Mountains, or 2000 kilometers across the Alps.
Never boring Slovakia.
Did you know that some Slovaks still live in stone caves? Brhlovce is a village in Slovakia where people still live in stone caves carved into the rock. Apache Indians once visited this place and said it was more unique than their cliff dwellings because in Brhlovce people live in the rock houses all year round. And there you have it, another The Slovak Snapshots podcast in the books. We hope you enjoyed this weekly adventure to the newscape of Slovakia. Remember, knowledge is power, so go ahead and impress your friends at the next gathering with your newfound facts. But hey, don't take yourself too seriously. Life's too short not to enjoy a good laugh. We'll be back next week with more stories that will keep you informed and entertained. Until then, stay curious, stay informed, and keep sharing those lovely smiles.